So the book I chose to read for the month of September was The Machine Stops. And this tied in with the idea of futuristic innovations. So basically the machine consisted of three main characters, Vashti, her son Kuno, and then another person who lives amongst their community named Adreed. So basically, this whole community is made entirely of AirPods or machines that are located within the Earth's surface. So basically, everyone who lives within these machines is controlled by the machines. The machine provides the air for them to breathe, the food for them to eat, the bed where they sleep, the TV monitor where they communicate with others, and much, much more. And everything is controlled by the press of one single button. So whatever a person thinks, they press the button and that appears basically. The AirPods are also connected by several tunnels throughout the Earth's surface. So literally walking from one AirPod to another, you don't walk, you travel in a seat that takes you through the tunnel. Rarely though, people travel because of the press of the button making life so easy. So basically throughout the novel, everyone worships the machine, including Vashti and Adreed. However, Kuno, who is Vashti's son, who is very young, has a different idea about the machine. He believes that it has corrupted people living amongst him, and that it needs to be stopped, and more things need to be explored, questions need to arouse, and all of this kind of thing. So eventually Kuno breaks out of his machine, or his AirPod where he lives, and he finds the tunnels, and he travels through them, finding the Earth's surface rather than just being stuck within the Earth. He wants to find out who's controlling everything, why are they controlling everything, and why is everyone so afraid of leaving their AirPod? However, people are not supposed to leave their AirPod. So the people controlling everything end up telling Kuno that if he does not return to his home or his pod, there will be severe consequences. Vashti becomes very, very sick, knowing her son is wanting to explore everything and has escaped. However, the other character, Adreed, actually helps Kuno navigate his way around the community. So this kind of happens throughout the entire novel, and Kuno's just exploring, trying to find new things, but he is eventually killed by the end of the novel due to him not returning to his AirPod. This all correlates to futurism, futuristic ideas, and innovations, because everything is controlled by one button. I mean, people can think something, and the machine can recognize their thought when they touch the button and bring that thought to them, which is very, very sophisticated and innovative. So this could likely happen in our future, but at the same time, it seems almost impossible when we read it. However, through the TED Talks I have watched and the NewsELA articles I've read, there are several interesting innovations happening, such as one NewsELA article talked about laser beams actually being transmitted from Mars to Earth to like communicate with people who work for NASA and to depict images from Mars or from Earth to one or the other. And there's also a new invention, a robot that actually is able to do household chores for people who are just too busy or disabled, don't have time. They can do anything like make the bed, make dinner, many, many things. There are also several parts in the book that leave you wondering what's going to happen or what did happen or why haven't my questions been answered, like Kuno's question of who controls everything. While it's never really exposed in the book, it just says that there are several leaders in a huge tower that look down through the surface of the earth with some sort of technology and are able to keep close watch on everyone. It's also not answered as to why exactly Kuna dies, or why did they feel the need to kill someone just for exploring. That makes you wonder, what is on the surface of the earth, or what are these people hiding that makes people want to explore so bad, that makes them have to kill them for exploring? Throughout reading this novel, some parts were confusing, like questions not being answered that you had, and also the wording didn't really quite make sense, but eventually by the end of the novel, it all correlated. Also throughout reading this, a couple themes that we also read about in How to Read Literature Like a Professor pop up, like vampirism, someone taking advantage of someone, manipulating someone's thoughts or ideas. This happens with Kuno, and I believe the whole community controlled by these people. So these distinct rulers just have this control over everyone, kind of brainwashing them, making them think that they have to live this certain way in order to survive, which is not entirely true. But this directly correlates to vampirism in certain ways. There's also a sort of darkness within the story that we also read about in How to Read Literature Like a Professor, because once people do become ill or start to question the machines just kind of stop working in a way that confuses everyone, and it makes the story seem more gloomy. It makes everyone seem somewhat confused and in a daze. Overall, the entire book I would rate about a 6 or 7, just because it doesn't really hold interest throughout the entire story. You have to get to like parts of Kuno exploring to actually have interest in it, and the language just throws you off a little bit. But other than that, it conveys really good ideas of the future and things that could happen.